This is a special investment committee meeting. It is Friday, August 9th, approximately 10 minutes after?
9:07.
9:07. Okay, thank you. And we will get started with a special meeting. Do you want to start off, Matt, or would you prefer me starting off?
Yeah, go ahead. We got one agenda item, right?
Basically, the only agenda item we have is come to a vote as a committee as to how to proceed on the changes from A to B rating securities. So with that said, actually, I didn't do roll call. Sorry. Let's go to roll call. John McLeod is absent. Cindy Kelly?
Present.
Diane Riker?
Here.
Matt Brower?
Here.
Marianne?
Here.
Marie? Here. So we'll go right into the discussion if you guys wish to discuss, and then we'll vote.
Well, all I recall is we discussed it at our last meeting, and the managers said that 99.9% of entities do not allow triple B. So would we be stepping out on a limb?
Right here.
That's not the word I would use, but okay. Yeah. You keep trying to convince me of that every time we do something that's out of the ordinary that we're pioneering. Sometimes the first soldier out of the field gets shot dead. Anyway, and basically they indicated, or what I took away from what they said was, they understood the flexibility. Having the flexibility in the policy was, you know, okay, they didn't have any heartburn with having flexibility. But they all said the instance in which they would utilize that would be so limited that they didn't know that there would be any incremental return to account for it. So have it there, fine, if you want it there, but they didn't anticipate using it much, if at all, just because of their management styles and philosophies, they weren't moving in that direction.
That's what I had heartburn with to begin with, but then after they talked, I'm kind of like okay with it, because they're not going to go investing in these triple Bs right off the bat.
And they said if they did, it would be very select issuers, and we talked about, you know, the incremental return, we would have to have enough triple Bs in the whole portfolio to see the incremental return. And each of them talked about maybe buying one or two issuers, and so collectively we'd have such a small percentage we probably wouldn't see a return.
Wouldn't see a great return, thing.
You know, so I guess on the flip side, if we have so little in the triple B, or in a, you know, the B rated, then the loss would also be less. So, you know, it's...
There are pros and cons.
Yes, there are pros and cons. And they were going
to
do... They were going to get us some data. They were going to go take our portfolio and run it through, and had we had triple B's, what would our returns have been, so that we could kind of see, you know,
what I want to know what's the reason that we want to add triple B's. Is it the return, or just to give our best managers flexibility, the options there?
Well, and they also talked about
at
having
the end of
to
the
change
day, be return.
Right. They're having to change the benchmark because their benchmarks currently don't allow for that. And they said if they they would have to change the benchmark, and so then they would be being evaluated, I guess, if you will, against the benchmark that they're not really trying to
be in it. Exactly.
Because the percentage of triple B in the benchmark is much higher than they would ever advocate for doing.
And that's what they were saying, they wouldn't benchmark.
They wouldn't
based
benchmark,
on the
so they would be missing the benchmark, and I guess they're like, I'm going to be fired for not hitting my benchmark.
Which
we're
is
not
what will essentially happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then we'll say,
you're
well,
not
the benchmark was this, and how come you can't beat it? Because they're not willing to get in the triple B space to the extent that the benchmark is. So.
So sometimes I can be pretty long-winded, figure me.
Yeah.
But,
like me.
But it's not all the time. Marianne can attest to that, and Cindy can attest to that. So in my opinion, I think the benefits should outweigh the cost. And I made a listing of reasons that pretty much negates our minor benefits that we would have. And starting off, number one, the change at this time can be negatively viewed as desperation due to reduced revenues, increased expenditures, and dwindling reserves over the last few years. I looked at our S&P rating for bonds. For the 2011 S&P rating, we had a negative outlook on our utility systems bond, which is currently rated AA+, better rating, might I add, than the Jacksonville utilities bonds. This means the negative outlook means they're looking for a reason to downgrade us. And I think they had some discussions last year that they are looking for some reasons
by that committee over
to
the phone.
Put us in.
Is that the 2007 bond?
The 2005 utility? Is it 2005?
I don't know which one. I don't know which issue.
That's right, go ahead.
No. That's okay. I think, yeah, it's one of our utility bonds. This change, basically, I have that. This change sets the stage for those who follow. They might not be as thorough and conservative with hiring managers and, I guess, minimizing our risk. At the end of the day, the only corrective action we can take for a manager losing our funds is firing them. We're not able to immediately recoup any of those funds. The market is not stable. We all know this. With the current QE environment, last quarter we saw $1.4 million in loss due to rising interest rates. We all know that interest rate is continuing to move upwards. It won't go down. Gains are minor in increments compared to our losses. We don't increase taxes because it places a burden on taxpayers. So does the risk of investment losses. This action does not portray a healthy view on a forward-moving city at this point. So, one can argue that there's never a good time. I feel this is definitely a bad time.
What should tell Sally Ruth?
I just wanted to show you guys that I'm not just saying no to be rebellious. I'm not a rebellious person usually. If I say no, I have a reason for saying no. With that said, if anyone else has anything to say, we can go into voting. Make this quick or make it long.
Well, let you want to go first?
No, go ahead.
But your thoughts are very reasoned and very articulate and of course are very important, and I for one am grateful for having you shared them, because this is not an easy decision, obviously. You're tasked with overseeing a significant amount of money, which is not ours. It is the taxpayers' money. And so this is an important decision, which we all take very, very seriously. For me, I'm supporting it for a number of reasons, and let me articulate those. First, today's triple B's were yesterday's single A's. When they recalibrized the market due to the recession, they did so that they pushed down all the ratings that James had been saying. That's the first one. Secondly, I think the risk is so compartmentalized that it's tolerable. What I mean by that is you've got three different investment firms with three different goals or objectives with three different benchmarks. And so we compartmentalize it pretty well. And we do that a lot with our economic development project to try to minimize any type of negative impact on the city. And so I heard the three investment managers say they'd love to have the flexibility. They'd like to have the ability to consider within their portfolios those types of investment products. And so for me, I do have that comfort. You know, it's interesting, you talk about the rising interest rates. Just as a side story, FNPA, we've got $450 million of swaps, and rising interest rates good, because it means at some point we're going to be able to get out of them.
A decade, but we're going to be
get all our debt renegotiated and then let the interest rates rise.
Exactly.
So for me, the risk is compartmentalized. It does allow us to increase yield a little bit, just a little bit. And to me, I think in these times, we've got to be forward thinking and be willing to look at an avenue. So for me, I'm going to vote for it.
All right.
All I can say is that in the grand scheme of the finance, I'm definitely one of those people that are, you know, just my accounting mode. But I do know that with triple B's, and I agree with the same thing, that the ratings have come down,
And then the last thing is that I think we're going to have to monitor our investment firms a lot better, because you could get one out there that's not as confident, conservative. And then I don't have a problem if we even vote against it, of us recommending to push it to the council, saying that we voted against it and let the council make the decision. So.
Absolutely.
My biggest concern is changing the benchmarks, because the benchmarks that we have now are, you know, AAA rated benchmarks. We're going to have to go to BBB benchmarks, which changes the universe.
Correct.
Which we're going to have more blended universe comparison, which was an issue when we went to the three versus the horse race, the blending. And I don't think the BBB benchmark is indicative of what we're trying to do with this particular money. So I'm not in favor of it. So.
As far as the benchmarks, are the benchmarks in the policy?
Yes.
Do we change the benchmarks in the policy at all?
We would have to if we go to triple.
Yes. And it's stated that we on the revised policy, the benchmarks are changed.
The benchmarks are changed.
Yes.
So that we would have to change the benchmark with our individual.
Yes, on their individual agreements, it's changed.
Okay.
So we know what the benchmarks are now. We know what they are today, right?
Yes, we know what they are today.
And then we would have to change them.
They are graded against what they are today, so we would change them. And then they would be graded against new benchmark, which was the concern that they raised.
Right, but what I'm getting at,
we will not benchmark based on the triple B's.
No, what I'm getting at is in the ordinance, is do we hardwire in that benchmark?
Yes.
So it'll be a hardwire in the new benchmark.
Well,
and do we
the ordinance
in
their agreements.
I'm sorry, the
policy. Yes. In their agreements, in their respective agreements.
So it doesn't,
where benchmarks
it doesn't reflect it in policy then?
No. The policy states that it's A, for certain securities it's A, for some, I think, mortgage backs, it's double or triple A, double A. But the actual benchmark is in the individual manager agreements that are signed annually.
And I do legitimately have a concern over that.
Yeah, we would have to change it to the...
You know how in the benchmark there's certain percentages of the different securities?
Yes.
And they voiced that they would collectively not meet the benchmark
because
so quarter after
of
quarter,
the limited.
Our performance is going to show below the benchmark.
Correct.
And so then we have to continually explain why we're below benchmark.
Okay.
So I'm just not in favor of a continual explanation of, yes, the benchmark returned 3 and we're at 2.5.
I don't know that they're going to invest that much in triple Bs.
They're not. That's what
they're
telling
the
us.
Point.
They're very
that's
conservative
the
in
not
their
going
investments.
To. And the benchmark,
especially as far as a
the
government
benchmark
concern.
Is more heavily weighted on triple B, and they're not going, and the investment managers are not going to do that. So you know how right now we're going against the benchmark as far as judging how they did. They're never going to be the benchmark.
Exactly.
They're never going to weight enough in triple B to do that.
And if you think about when, if there's to ever be anything negatively related to the city's investment, that manager would be brought in public light. They all manage funds for statewide,
right.
So they don't want to be, they're very conservative in their investments, and they don't want to be exposed as the manager that lost the city,
right.
a great deal of funds by trying to meet
the
benchmark. So they've sat here and said to us that we will not meet that benchmark based on your triple B ratings, securities.
So I think it's an unfair position to put the managers in to say, well, we're going to be scrutinizing you more heavily now because you have the ability to move into triple B, and they're saying, thank you for the ability, but I'm not moving there to the extent the benchmark is. And they told us up front, we're not going to meet the benchmark.
We're not going to meet your benchmark. Yeah, exactly.
So at every meeting, we're going
to
say, why didn't you meet the benchmark? Well, because the benchmark is 20% triple Bs, and we are not putting companies in your portfolio.
A couple thoughts. I get what you're saying, and I hear you. It's the same as our budget. You know, we have, or the actual audit. You know, we have numbers that go up, we have numbers that go down. And if you look at those numbers, you're thinking, why did we lose all this money here? You know, Matt, what's going on? Diane, why did you lose this money? And that's why we have a letter, a capital letter or a CAFRA letter that explains what went up, what went down. So yeah, they may not meet benchmarks, no doubt about it. But that's why we have, I think, documentation to indicate what's going on and why. And what I heard is all three investment managers said they want flexibility. They'd like to have flexibility. And so I think they'd appreciate, at least from my point of view, that type of flexibility.
And I'm good to either way, whether we vote yes or no. I'm fine with council making that,
The final decision. I'm definitely okay with that. It's pretty much on the record then.
Call the roll.
Okay, so vote from
more
top to bottom.
Actually, she's a bottom up. That was my April side my vote.
Let's start with our minds. We know what you're voting.
I want to be clear what I'm voting on.
Let me make the motion. That motion has been made. I make a motion to go ahead and allow BBBs into our VISTA portfolio.
And all the other changes that we
And all the associated changes that are coming in.
Okay. So all in favor?
Wait a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
No.
Any other business items?
No. That's it.
Move it to the council.
We can adjourn.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Yay.
So are we in our
No.
Oh, I was going to say, anyway.